Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Good morning, good evening, everyone. It is my great pleasure to join here on Facebook Group Live. Everybody who's going to join live, thank you very much for being here. We can keep this interactive. So if you are present and you would like to share, you would like to ask questions, simply let me know and I will check it on my phone. So if you see me go like this, it's because I actually would love to be able to see questions, and for some reason it's still quite challenging on the laptop. So if you are here, do say hi. Thank you so much for being here, beautiful angel. If you catch this on the replay, it's my pleasure, and let me know below in the comments that you're catching this on the replay. If you have any questions, I will be there to answer them later. So let's take a moment to close our eyes and drop our awareness in our breath. And allow the breath to simply relax the body and soften the mind. Let's take one big breath in together. Pause on top of the inhale. And then exhale deeply. Shamara tapete kietre mora takalashana sanitrete. Today I want to share some important messages that I started receiving so much more clearly only a few nights ago. So as you know, and if you don't know this, you absolutely must know this, in only 2 weeks, we are starting a brand new program called The Sleeping Dragon. Awake the Sleeping Dragon Within to feel safe in your power. So when I'm about to launch to start a new program, I am always receiving so much. So first, it's like the frequency that wants to come through me to be shared with you guys, to be shared with humanity. And as I say, yes, I accept and receive this. And as I create, you know, the program, I invite people in and so on. It's like, no, the frequency can anchor more. It's like the pillars are coming. And I think some of you might like to know about this because many of you, if part of my community, and let me know if that's the case, you are desiring, or may probably already doing it too, to share more about your magic with the world, to work and establish yourself on a bigger scale as a channeler, as a healer, as a spiritual mentor, Reiki practitioner, and so on. You want to continue diving deep in your spirituality yourself, but at times you don't know how to activate the next level of your soul mission. So it is through actions. And so during this transmission, you're going to receive many codes around that, but I'm sharing this because it is important to realize that when we work in the field of consciousness, in the spiritual field, it is very important to move through action, to activate action, especially if we're not quite sure, especially if we don't know. It's like learning to step with faith, with bravery into the great unknown. And so as we do that, we start anchoring the pillars, the energy, the frequency of the next iteration of our life, so the next version of our human that is blossoming, and also the next version of our timeline, you know, next timelines. And so as I was, you know, and as I have been, you know, like really in the field of this sleeping dragon frequency and really thinking about the stories and the mythology and the myth and legends that we have, you know, received and heard about dragons and the sleeping dragon on the treasure, like so many things are coming. And I cannot wait because this program is only 5 weeks, but it is an initiation. It's quite different from what I have shared before because this is a quest. And so through five initiations, five quantum journeys, I'm going to take you and you are going to meet the sleeping dragon that's sleeping into this dark cave. And this dragon, for the vast majority of people, this dragon has been asleep for eons. sometimes all the way back to Lemurian times. So it means that this dragon has become like really old, really kind of like scary, kind of like, you know, a big dog dragon in a cave kind of vibe. And so we're gonna go through this quest with these five different milestones in terms of self-initiation to really perceive where we have self-abandoned, where we have kind of gone along with the myth of like, you need to be afraid of it. You need to wait for a knight in shiny armor to come and save you and save the community kind of vibe. We are going to actually hold the reins of our own destiny and go find the dragon, see the dragon. We're not here to slay the dragon. We're here to befriend it, to dance with it, to realize that this dragon has been protecting our power, our treasure, our magnetism, our mission, our light, our abundance, our money. It's been protecting a huge amount of our own frequency, keeping it safe until we were ready to reclaim this treasure, to reclaim this power. So if you haven't joined yet, I would love to invite you to join the Sleeping Dragon initiation starting in 2 weeks. It's on the website goldenagespiritualministry.com, and I have started sharing it around. It's also, if you go on my profile on Facebook, you will have a link there. You can see all the details. There is the like kind of like the standard entry level, and there is also a VIP level for the people who love to go deeper, who love to receive mentoring, trans channeling, and so on with me during this initiation because they want to have more personal, you know, connections. So there is also a payment plan available. And remember, we now offer to pay in many currencies, so it is also available for you. So just reach out at info@sandrine.com and I will be able, me and my assistant Edlin will be able to assist you. Okay, so I'm sharing this with you because this is really the context, this is the frequency that is really present with me at the moment. And it is also very present for the community. And so therefore, as I am myself continuously plugged into that frequency of the sleeping dragon, I can start seeing and perceiving many connection points with humans, myself included, of course, because you know, I'm a human. I'm not only galactic and dragon, I'm very human, like all of us. Hybrids, multidimensional hybrids, right? So this frequency of the sleeping dragon, of awakening our power, but not only awakening our power, of feeling safe in our power. It's been with me like for weeks and weeks and weeks, and already before that, because here is a story I want to share with you. Let me see here. I need to turn the. Good morning, Debbie. I can see you here. Good morning, Debbie and Taz. Thank you so much for thank you so much for watching. So this transmission is here as an observation, a contemplation of the field, right? It is not here to judge. We are not here to judge our parents, to judge society, to judge our grandparents, to judge the school system, to judge ourselves. To judge our children, no. We remove this. We are here to say, okay, this is what I'm observing, and this is what I'm drawing from it. And this is very Arcturian mind, right? It's like very scientific based. It's like here is all the data and all the connection points. So I share this because truly I share with loving compassion. I am human. So many things happen to us, and we really need to be able to wrap our angelic wings and have loving compassion towards ourselves, but also other people, family members, and society as a whole. I'm really here to recalibrate in the unified field. So if there is anything that I share that's a little bit like oh my God, you know, it brings guilt or shame or regret within. It's like, you know, hold yourself through that. You know, it's not my intention, but this is how we extract as well, how we can get to know ourselves more and go deeper into our healing journey there as well. So I'm a mom, and some of you are new to my community, by the way. So welcome, welcome. It's a great pleasure to have you here, guys. So I'm a mother and I have two wonderful teenagers that are 17 and 15 years old. And I've been solo parenting for about 10, 10 and a half years now, but not completely because we share custodies, right? So I have them 1 week on and 1 week off. When they were very little, still at primary school, like maybe year one, two, and so on, over a few occasions, here is what happened to them. On an instance, I remember very clearly my youngest daughter, and she came back and she was at the back, you know, the car, and I was driving back from school, and she said, "Oh, mom, you know, like this person and that person were so mean to me today. They were horrible. They were saying all of these things. They were saying, like, you know, I have a poo-poo face, you know, like what young kids say, it's like, you know, a poo-poo face and I stink and I'm like this and I'm like that." And so I was like, "Oh, how interesting. Some people are trying to bully my daughter. Welcome to humanity." And so I looked at her just quickly like this and I say, "Oh, is that true? You stinky and you have a poo-poo face." And then she was enraged at the back of the car. No, it is not true." And then I don't say anything, bit of space, and I say, "Oh, it's not true at all." And then she got it. "Yeah, it's not true at all. I'm not that. This is not me." So I say, "These people who say that to you really feel the anger. Feel the fire. You feel how you feel now. Yes, you were feeling like that too. Yes. So you are allowed to stand up and go like, 'Grr! Stop talking to me like this, you big, big bully. Go away now. Go away now.'" And that's, I showed her that at home, like this, with her body. And I told her, "Feel this fire. This fire is saying, like, go away. Boundaries. How dare you talk to me like this? This is not true. And even if it was true, like, just back off for my energy." And so she did. Of course, I told her, "Never hit anyone. We do not hit people. That's violence. And we don't call people's names either. And we don't retaliate by being mean to them." So that was a proud mama moment. Because I don't know if you're a human, if you're a mother to little human or a father to little human, but often we feel like I've missed the mark. Oh my God, I should have done this. I shouldn't have done that. But every now and then we do something. It was like we give ourselves a pat on the back and we must, you know, because it's the parenting is challenging. So that's one of the things I was so proud about. It's that I taught my daughters how to use their fire. It's impossible to bully them, as it's impossible to bully me. I never had that. Grow up in high school, primary school, people try. Of course, they try. I started high school in a new city, right in the city, coming from far away in the countryside, raised by a single mom who only listened classical music and were dressed like very classical clothing. So when I started high school, I looked like very strange. I looked so strange. I had never heard of like pop music. It wasn't classical music. And I was there clueless. So, of course, girls mostly trying to pick on me. And I was observing that because I had not experienced that. I was coming from such a small community in the countryside. Everybody knew each other. Like, there's nothing going on, you know? I was observing that. I was like, "What are they doing?" And it was not in me. And here is what's something that's fascinating to me is that for some of us, there's going to be certain fragmentation, certain behavior that are more natural than others. So for me, it became easier to be an angry dragon. But that meant that I couldn't be bullied. And the people around me could not either. Actually, no one, because I did not go into the other side of bullying. Absolutely not. I thought it was absolutely revolting and disgusting. But what I did is that I was using already my backbone and my dragon wings to protect my people. So my siblings told me much later, "You know, thanks to you, we were never bullied. Like, as soon as people knew we were your sister, they was like, 'Okay, so we're just gonna Leave that one alone and leave my brother alone. If my brother was not even in the same city, was he like, in another city? He was sleeping, all day, like all week. He was gone into like this boys' school that was really rough. But because people knew who I was for like looking like this, it's like he never got bullied. He never went through the rites of passage that are horrible for young boys over there because he was my brother. And I never knew that. And when I'm sharing with you, this with you, I'm bragging a bit, but it is, I went to the other side of having to understand because the fire that I was using was creating a huge wall. It's like it was impossible to bully me, but at the same time, it was, I would reject, I would push away, and I would be raging because of the injustice of this world. And so from that, I told my daughter that as well. And they told me, both of them, they are the only ones in their friends group who never were bullied. And it was like, I don't even understand how my friends could be bullied. Their parents never told them what you told us, mom. Thank you. They thanked me. Because now, as they move through life, when there is a teacher, a student, an experience happening out there that tell them that they are not good enough, they're not capable of doing that. They're stupid, they're ridiculous, they poo-poo face or whatever. They just like, boom! The dragon is activated. It's like, how dare you? No. I can tell you that it is also the case with the parent thing. It's like, sometimes we clash like this. But we recognize that through love. So they are really integrated in this power that I want to talk to you about. Because I've studied this and this game also with the sleeping dragon. I'm like, how interesting putting things together. Because what I did for myself on that level and for them on that level was that there was an embodiment of the fire. There was an actual understanding of the rage, the fire rising within, the embodiment of it. We use it as a healthy, it's like, visualize a ring of fire around a healthy protection, a healthy alignment, a fire that is not there to destroy other people, or it doesn't destroy ourselves either. And as I kept on growing up, observing consciousness, it's been my thing all my whole life, observing consciousness, connecting to my team and so on, teaching and facilitating. More and more, I came across a huge amount of people that were talking of how bad they had been bullied at school. And I found it like, in terms of scientific mind, I would say here, I found it like kind of like fascinating that architecture. And I would see the value of these people, like my friends, so many were bullied at school. And it's maybe the case for you. And I look at these people, I look at my student. I look at humans in general, it's like they're fucking amazing. Like this person is high quality person, intelligent, capable. He's got a wealth of wisdom, wealth of knowledge, massive, like epic mission. And then that's what I see. And then the person operates here. And I'm like, that does not make sense. And I could not fall asleep a few nights ago because all the relationship between all of that came. And this is what we're going to go dive deep inside the sleeping dragon, awake the dragon within. But what happens is that when people get bullied from a young age, and here let's extend this architecture, right? So when people get bullied, oh, let me have a look at the chat. Kids never been bullied, it's just never come into the field at all. I love this. Thank you for sharing this. Let's take a moment for ourselves. For all the people out there, I can really feel it like now on the replay or humanity as a whole. If we were just to perceive humanity for a moment and the amount of people who have been like severely bullied in humanity. Just take a moment to feel, how the feel of love and compassion. And as we feel this, if you are really highly sensitive soul, is because you're so gifted, because you're here to feel deeply, to help other people and yourself rise in your power. As we feel the pain of all the people, we can feel our heart expanding in an enormous dragon heart and say, I feel it and I love you. And as I breathe, it doesn't stay with me, but it is alchemized into the feel of unconditional love. It's all right. You're going to be all right. We are going to be all right as a human race because the human race is bullied as a whole. And from this place, let's continue the transmission. I want to take a moment as well to really feel our parents and our grandparents in the field, because all of you here, you know very well that, oh my God, like we were kind of a bit traumatized by our ancestors, but at the same time, they tried their best. And for some of them, trying their best was really shitty. And for some of them, trying their best was really beautiful and a bit clumsy at times, as it is for us too, to be honest, right? So we are not here to judge our parents and what they did and did not do. We're here to hold a field of love and compassion. But you and I, we're not perpetuating that. We are changing that. And this transmission is to really create this false field of like, let's break free from, you know, generalization of bullying on the planet. The fragmentation that happens when perceive this. If it was you once upon a time, or if you perceive be other people, like, you know, I've read so many stories of kids who kill themselves. Teens who kill themselves. I've watched documentaries as a teenager around bullying and stuff like that. I would just cry. I would not be able to sleep at night because the pain. I was like, this is fucked up. A soul that comes on planet Earth to experience through the senses, to get to know themselves, to grow. A child who's just there being a child. And then it meets up. At times, it is siblings, it is parents, it is other adults who are completely destroying them continuously. And then at school, it's the same, and there is no one safe. There's no one safe. At home, it's chaotic. Parents are trying their best, but the child doesn't have a safe haven to kind of like go to mom or dad and cry their heart out, and like the adult is not emotionally intelligent, it's just rushing all over just to cover the bills and just like, you know. And then at school, the child endures constant bullying. It has to stop, huh? Because imagine now that child growing up. How can someone who has experienced the depth of these traumas ever activate their soul power, activate their mission at a new level? There's a fragmentation of power at the root in this lifetime. And often, for people who endure that, it comes also from previous lifetimes. So if you want, it's like, you know, as a fractal here, we are here, right? And then there is a first life where we're going to experience a fragmentation. Let's say it is around this. Then we're going to come back to this life, and there's going to be another fragmentation of the same nature and the same nature and the same nature. And then what you have is like this web. You have a web of, it's simply different flavors of bullying, different flavors of not an understanding nor connecting to a power, to a fire, to the dragon within. And so it repeats one after life after life after life after life. So good luck, it's challenging, it's not easy. So what we do with the sleeping dragon starting only in 2 weeks is that we're going to go to the root cause. We're going to go to the roots of everything, which is feeling safe in our own power. Because when life after life we have endured similar challenges and problems, it creates this like pancake effect. It's very challenging to shift, right? So in this lifetime, to talk about this lifetime, when as a child, we did not have any education resources to understand that the anger that we feel when someone is treating us badly is healthy. It is needed. It is to be shown. And then that fire gets suppressed, suppressed, and suppressed. And we kind of fought and push the dragon away. And so it creates, of course, all sorts of problems, from mental problems, emotional dysregulation massively, and then physical problems. The amount of people who have gut problems, anxiety, struggling to breathe, and so on. All of that is coming from distorted fire. The fire does not know how to handle because it is not proper to be angry. And here is something that's quite interesting as well, is that I have observed traveling a lot and living in different places around the world that culturally it's very different. You know, in Europe, Belgium and France, it is not as taboo to show anger. Having a tantrum anywhere at the train station because the train is late, like people get pissed off like this. Of course, it can be quite dysregulated, but you know what I mean? When I came to New Zealand, I was so shocked. Nowhere to be seen, and there's so many campaigns around bullying. As I look into it, I was like, everything is wrong. They do not get anything at all. It's all about being nicey, 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 nicey. Don't make waves. Don't say no to people. Oh, be kind. You know, walk on eggshells. Don't be a tall poppy sack. What the fuck? There's no training on anger. It's suffocated completely at the root cause. And I'm like, it's interesting because it's literally a land of dragons. It's like dragons. There's the most dragons in one land I have ever seen. I've traveled everywhere, pretty much in the world. Like, not everywhere, but a lot. And I find it quite interesting. So it's this suppression of your fire, of your anger, of the dragon power will be different as well. Not only the way your parents, you know, brought you up, but also where you come from, the culture, the religion, and so on. So how can humans live their full potential when they were bullied? It's very dangerous. It is very dangerous. Like, if something is attacking you, let's take it further. The tax department, people are terrified of the tax department. They are more afraid of the tax department than they are of being sick, of having like even a parking ticket or whatever. It's like being scared of the government, being scared of authority, false authority, by the way, being afraid of a teacher, being afraid of a mentor, being afraid of a stepmom, mom-in-law, being afraid of this, being afraid of that, being afraid of that. It is normal. And so people kind of like live into these boxes because they react to a terrifying power. And so they're just like this. I hope they're not gonna notice me. Let's play by the book. Let's play by the rules, you know? So I don't make waves. People don't see me. And so what happens? Fear of visibility, the voice completely shut off, and it's the fragmentation for more power. So every time we start going deeper, maybe in therapy sessions or also, you know, in healing, spiritual activation, embodiment of our soul's light, and so on, people go inward. They start perceiving their power. Oh, my power is so strong, Sandrine, you don't understand. I know. I was there too when I started going deeper and deeper and felt my power. I was like, pfft. I don't really get it. Because we are afraid of it, we don't understand it, because it is, for the vast majority of people, the first flavor is rage. It's proper rage, proper anger. We feel like we are the dragon awakening after a long sleep, and we fucking have had enough of it, of all of it. So we do want other people to walk on eggshell because phew, you don't want to mess up with me right now. So there is often a misunderstanding. It's like a melting pot, a huge soup of all of the things, and it just like blah, 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 blah. And so we put it aside, we suffocate it. There is a block preventing me to access the iteration of my mission. There is another plateau. There is something stopping me. It's probably the dark side of the force hunting me. Who has heard about the more you increase your light, the more you will be targeted by the dark forces? Talk about bullying. That is not true. Absolutely fuck no. I do it all the time. The dark forces come and I want you. Having this codex of activating, awakening the sleeping dragon within is not only regarding, oh, like, let's not be bullied as a person. It extends to our soul mission templating, our sovereignty, but also the quantum field. Do you think anyone wants to mess up with an awoken dragon? Just doing their thing, living their best life, activating their soul mission, flying around, fucking having a great time. Nobody wants to mess up with that. It's a liberated, sovereign being. But the ones that are like, oh no, oh, I'm scared of this, I'm not good enough. So it's like, oh, easy. These ones are easy targets. Let's go get them. There's an entire codex around the dark side of the force. I think it's gonna come more like after like August or something. It's gonna be called like Demon Slayer because there's a lot to learn about this, and I'm a pro at this. I love this. Karashino. But I really wanted to share this transmission with you today because I want you to awake to the fragmentation present within you from the root cause in this lifetime of many. It's like, I would say, it's like blocks, many things, like you cannot move forward, you cannot expand. It's like a net around you, it's like something is suffocating you. But that comes from this fragmentation. You never had an adult beside you to say, go for it, be freaking angry, storm the floor, yell at them from your belly. You yell at them and you say, no way, you go away, big bully. So if you never had that from a young age, how can you stand in your power now? You're gonna have someone online when you post something and they're gonna smash you. They're gonna be like, look at her, she's in a bikini, this is so bad, she's trying to be sexual to sell. And then you're gonna be like, oh my God, oh my God. And then you're gonna have a mentor that comes in that tells you, you're not a channel. When all your life you wanted to channel, you're not a channel, you're not a healer, I don't see it. Or like, oh, you have to do a lot of work still. Or like, don't be like this, don't be like that. So many fuckers out there as mentors, excuse my language, it makes me so unhappy, so angry. They're gaslighting their community massively, massively. So when you have any problems in your mission, when you step out of your comfort zone and people are not happy, or people are greatly happy, but now what they do is they try to create a pity study. So it's like it's all over. You don't know how to handle anything, and whoop, you retreat back into the cave because you haven't learned to expand, to open your capacity to know your power. Because if you allowed people to bully you from a young age, because there is an allowing of that, because you've never learned otherwise, you allow people to do that continuously. What you're gonna be? A good girl, a good boy. You're gonna follow the rules. You're gonna want someone to tell you what to do, not to do, praises, like, yeah, you're doing great. Oh, it's okay, I'm safe. But when that does not happen, when you spend, I don't know, like weeks crafting a new program, and there's no one that signs up, no one interested. Oh my God, no one loves me. What's wrong with me? There must be a huge block, and so on. No, it is the same dynamic. You are perceiving being attacked, bullied, wrong, something wrong, something off with you. Because of that. But when you will awaken the dragon within, when the dragon no longer sleep, the dragon is going to be literally, this is how I see myself and my dragon, right? It's like something is not alight, I go there with my smoke and I go like, poof, then it's gone. Okay, that program did not work, not meant to be. That person is having a tantrum towards me, I check in myself to see, like, I mean, am I in integrity? Is like, is there something valid? Because I want to make sure that as a teacher and as a mentor, you know, I don't have like blind, I don't get blindsided and cocky by saying it's always other people's fault, because that's gaslighting, by the way. So I'm like, okay, so is there some truth in it? If there is no truth in it, I'm like, not taking it personally. Yes, some people have tried to bully me as an adult. Good luck with that. It's rather funny. Doesn't work. Some people have tried to disrespect my work, tell me what to do, not to do in my work. Some people have told me that I had fallen to the dark side of the force and I was possessed by demons because I love techno and I'm having a beer and a smoke there. A bit of a cannabis, you know, and I was like, oh my God, you know, if you consume that and you go there, you've been taken by the dark side of the force. And I'm like, oh, interesting. People have trying to push me on some form of pedestal. So Sandrine is an amazing channel. Like, she facilitates all the extraordinary thing. I'm receiving so much from her. So she must be this kind of like Virgin Mary, right? Like, oh, dress in white and meditate all day long and never says a swear word and doesn't hook up with guys, doesn't go out and party. She was like, you know, people put me in a box like this that I never wanted to start with. And then, of course, the box is non-existent in my life. I just don't want a fucking box. So when they realized that all of a sudden, oh, you know, she's not who she pretended to be. And so projections. It doesn't happen much in my community, because I call in, I have great luck as well to have like you guys, epic people. But of course, it does happen because I have had many epic people in my community over so many years. So they're always gonna be someone who gets triggered, someone who isn't happy. That's not my fucking problem. That's not fish. If someone tries to bully me or push me on a pedestal, this is what you should do to be a mentor, a teacher. And if you don't do like everyone else, there's something wrong with you. You are not ethical. You are not like the. I love you, but I will not. There's nothing in my field that is gonna make me fragment around that, babe. So you can try to keep, you know. Whatever is happening in your field right now, you can try to keep projecting this. And so, a lot of you here, you want a bigger mission, you want to get to the next level, but it means awakening your power. It means meeting your darkest fears. I am going to go even further than that. As a multidimensional channel, I train people in this art. By the way, if you don't know this, you must know this. There is a new program starting in August called Ascension Channel Certification Program. And yes, it is to train you in this art, facilitating quantum journeys in many galactic systems, ancient civilization, Gaia, future self. So you work as a channeler. It's very advanced. So imagine, like, you guys are part of my community. You want to open up your consciousness, your psychic abilities, your channeling abilities. You want to expand your mission. You want to know who you are. You want to know why you're here. You want to know what is this fuckery going on? You ask. So, what happens? You receive. It is law. But you don't receive $1 million on a bank account and a villa in Bali with this hot god there ready to massage your feet all day long. No, it doesn't happen that way, right? You're gonna receive what? An activation of yourself. And this activation of yourself, what is it? It is your light. This light is powerful beyond measure. You are powerful beyond measure. Why? Because you are the daughter, the sons of the Most High, of God. God is literally you through a unique algorithm. If there is a being that's powerful beyond measure, way more powerful than any dragon, Arcturian, or anything at all, it's freaking God, right? And God runs through you as every other beings out there. But only it's like, if you want, I often imagine like it's like the alphabet, right? A to Z. Let's say that's God. For you could be like A-N-M-I, you know, it's like a different thing like that. So let's take the entire alphabet. That's your unique algorithm. You're going to be using maybe 2%, maybe 4% of it. So you and I and everyone else, we have the same potential. There is not one that is better than another one. Only there are humans that are more activated in the light than others. You want that. You wouldn't be here otherwise. And if you want that, affirm the comment, as you know, people do on Instagram. If you want this, affirm. It's like very good marketing there. I see you coming. Affirm this. I want to know myself, knowing the self. I want to know my mission. I want to know why I'm here on earth. The big questions that no one knows how to answer, I know how to answer them. Go deep. Awaken the dragon within. But guess what? When that happens, your senses opens up, so you're going to feel more. So good luck if you are embracing the belief system and the narrative that many people project out there, that oh, it is dangerous to open up, you've become so sensitive, you're going to be a target to the dark side of the force everywhere you go. If you go into a shop, if you go into a rave, if you go into a city, you're going to be so bombarded by all of the low frequencies. Oh my God, you cannot. You need to isolate in the wood naked with a tinfoil hat on and never talk to anyone ever again. How much of a more boring and complicated life is this? I was not born for that. And by the way, what kind of statement is this? It comes from weakness. You're so weak. You're so weak and pathetic as a soul that you came on earth to literally be used all your life. You literally became, you came on earth because you're such a weakling, you're so insignificant, you have such very little power, wisdom, and embodiment of your soul that you're here on earth, and all your life you're just going to be bullied. All your life you're going to be laughed at. All your life you're going to be criticized. There's no hope for you. You're a useless piece of shit, worthless, insignificant soul. Don't go, don't socialize with other people. Nobody likes you anyway. Nobody wants to raise you. Nobody wants to truly be your friend. They're all jealous of you. If someone wants to be your friend, it's because they're jealous of you. If someone is mean to you, they're a bully. Ooh, mean bully. So run away and go hide somewhere else where no one will notice you. If you do not get a job like this and buy a house by that age and get married and have kids, oh, so many bad things are gonna happen to you. Oh my God, we don't want that for you. Oh, don't think about becoming gay. Oh my God, if you become gay, don't you, trans is even worse because of the trans agenda. Oh my God, you know, you've been taken by the dark side of us. Don't party, don't drink, don't smoke, don't change, don't evolve. Don't say to your partner, stop doing this, you're so annoying. Don't rise, because if you rise in your power, you're going to lose your man or your woman. If you do this, oh, your family will stop talking to you. You'll be ostracized and criticized and love that. People are not going to understand you. If you try to speak your truth, oh my God, you could be locked away. Were you born for that life? Because the fragmentation that occurs when we are bullied in a young age. Okay, I'm gonna share. So my channel is saying to share this, and I'm like, that's a lot, but it's a metaphor. And these horrible things that happen to people from a young age, they break them down so much. I feel sad about that because I witnessed that around me and I had no tolerance for it. It's like it fragments people so much that they start living as a pale version of themselves. They are so wounded, so broken. They start being like a worm with no backbone, no wings, nothing, no one. to turn towards. So we wonder why we get depressed or overly angry, or we have all of these physical problems. We wonder why. It's because this fragmentation happened, and of course children are innocent. They are victims, okay? Of course they are victims. But now we were victims as children, but we are no longer children. We are adults now, and we have such a thing as a responsibility towards ourselves and the greater collective. And that's to get the fuck away from that template that is destroying way too many lives. This templating is preventing you from seeing your wings, from seeing your beauty, from seeing your power, because from a young age, you were never taught that. Every time you did something silly, you were crazy, you were talking to the fairies, an invisible friend, every time you were running around naked in a field of dandelion because it's innocent, it's playful, why the hell not to have, you know, the sun on our bum cheek, butt cheek, it's like, whatever, you know? We were demonized from it, ridiculed, like, oh my God, it's not proper. So even if it was not bullying at school or somewhere else, this, all of these things, and I was not bullied, but I experienced a lot of other things. Be more feminine, Sandrine. This is not how a woman sits. This is not how a woman talks. This is not how we talk like this. This is not how we do. This is not proper. Just like the amount of rules that came from my family and the sort of category of family I was born into. Oppressive. I closed off my power big time too from different fragmentation. So I feel very emotional with this transmission actually, because all of you have spent so many years and you still do it, and it shows your bravery. So many years of working on yourself, healing yourself, understanding your wounds, understanding your trauma. I've seen, like, we are finishing Galactic Healing 21 Day Activation today. It was so profound. You have done so much work on yourself already, and you did not give up. If anything at all, it really shows your power. It shows who you are. You are not a weakling, an insignificant little worm that came here to be bullied and have half a life. You came here to be a freaking roaring, liberated dragon that loves her people deeply, that protects herself and her people, that is not there to save others, but there is such a thing as providing a loving compassion, divine service. An embodied dragon can do that. There is a lot of narrative out there as well. Don't be a people pleaser. Don't save other people. There is also a misunderstanding around that. We are here to support each other. We are already living in a fragmented, super isolated society. It's each to their own. And then when we want to help our loved ones, our friends, or even people on the street, some form of like spiritual community is going to come around. Don't do that. You know, it's their path. They chose it. It's like, where's the fucking compassion and service to others? When I was down to the ground, depressed, burned out, and so on, thank God I had friends who came and helped me. I wouldn't be here otherwise. So the fragmentation runs so deep that we haven't even forgotten how to be of service, because we don't know how to live from our power. But our power is so huge, so big, our energy is so enormous that the world better watch out, because it's the case. Nothing can stand in the way of an awoken dragon. Nothing. And so when we go and we awake the dragon, we don't go to destroy this horrible society. No, we go to say, this is who I am. And anyone who doesn't like it, love and light, but fuck off. I'm going to do it anyway. Ah, 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 look crazy me. Woo, woo, whack me. If you don't like what I do, bless you. Go find yourself. You do you. As awoken dragons, we awake other dragons too. We become so liberated, so sovereign that we roam free. We activate other people in our own unique way. We activate not through destruction, or like, look at me, I'm better than anyone else. Ugh, because that's disgusting behavior. Right? We are just like, actually, as an awoken dragon, everything, like me this weekend, I just want to go and to a meditation retreat at a Buddhist monastery and just like be insignificant here at a corner, not having to facilitate, not having to do anything, because there's so much power moving through me that I need to feel it, I need to understand it. So this is why I go deep, and every time I see the dragon, every time I feel it, I'm like, oh yes, more of this, more of me, more of life, more of my mission. I'm ready, I have the capacity, I understand. And when something happens from the external reality and I'm like, ooh, whoosh, my God, this is so intense, I take a breath and I'm like, amazing, this is happening for me. What is it teaching me? It is teaching me to activate more of my power. Great. What do I feel running through me? How can I expand through this? So when people target me, attack me, criticize me, when I feel like all of these problems and challenges and blocks and plateaus, and like, I don't really know where to go from this. Why isn't this happening from this? I know how to move. I go inside of me. I feel the treasure. I feel the power. And I source my energy from that. I don't source my energy from people saying, well done, Sandrine. You facilitated an epic transcending session that changed many lives. We're going to put you on a pedestal. And I'm like, oh, yes, I made it. Ugh. No, we source the satisfaction from within because we're doing it, being at one with ourselves, feeling at peace in our power, because awakening the dragon is the often it is the opposite of what we think. It gives us so much calm, so much presence, so much capacity to live in the now and to perceive what's unfolding, and then to move with it from an embodied place, not from a triggered, reactive place. We respond, we regulate. And we move and we observe and we are that we are in the now, knowing that the Sandrine delivering this transmission is perfect in her imperfections. She is extraordinary and also has so many things happening to her human. Yeah, this is handling. As you are extraordinary, you're powerful beyond measure, your potential is beyond anything your mind could ever comprehend. We're not here to ex consciously know that, we need to feel it. And you also have all your freaking problems, all your challenges that at times it's like, I cannot believe my human did that, you know, I cannot believe my human is still chewing on this. Go in, feel the dragon. What is this truth? What is this power? What is it? What is trying to come online? You. And you do that by understanding how to shift the entire narrative of the sleeping dragon within you. So with this 5 week initiation, 5 journeys of the sleeping dragon that I would love to invite you to join. We're going to go into self-initiation. And these journeys are going to allow you to return the energy back to yourself, to finally be able to feel like it is so safe to be you. Because when we were children and when we are adults and we experience life and life is really mean to us, and we've never learned to live as an awoken dragon, it is not safe. It is not safe to be ourselves. And if it's not safe to be ourselves, to be angry, to use a fire, to put a boundary, to raise a standard, to speak our voice, to expand in our mission, to spend our money, our time, and energy in ways that no one else will ever understand. If we don't feel safe doing that, That's not going to happen. There is nothing, not a block nor a resistance. It's a fragmentation that's happening within. Because it was not safe as a child to say to an adult, "Do not touch me like this." Like in Belgium, we had to kiss on the cheek, and you know, like this, you know, only. It's very innocent. I found that it's not. The amount of time I wanted to say, "Don't touch me." I don't like physical touch, actually. I'm not someone who hugs much at all. I like my space. We could not say that. You know, we had parents or like siblings or cousins that go and they would just like grab us, even if it was not like full on, you know, like the world. It's still like we were not taught to say no. Thinking about the school system, the amount of time we wanted to stay home and rest because we were exhausted, because school was bloody hard. The amount of time we had to learn something that was boring as fuck and completely useless, but we had to put up with it. Fragmentation, fragmentation, not listening to our power, not listening to ourselves. We could not. So, of course, now it's going to create problems and challenges and resistances and blocks and all of this shittery into us coming into the fullness of our expression. And that has to change because we came here to liberate ourselves from enslavement, and that is enslavement. But it is not the enslavement that we think it is. Now, as adults, we are here to reparent ourselves and to fucking go to the cave as the knight in shiny armor for ourselves, awake the sleeping dragon. Even if we are terrified about it, and then get the treasure and use this treasure, which is our gift, our power, our love, our consciousness, our abundance, richness, opulence. And as we get we can start feeling the expansion. We can start it because it comes from within. A lot of people wonder why they haven't gotten the job, the money, the channeling abilities, and so on. And they're doing everything, but it's because there is this fragmentation still at the root operating. And so that's never going to be, that's like this higher timeline, this higher version of self will not come online if there is fragmentation at the root. Okay? This is what I wanted to share with you today. So thank you so much for being here. I'm just going to check the chat. I have a meeting now. Talk more deeply inside the Sleeping Dragon. So I would love to invite you to join the Sleeping Dragon. We are starting in 2 weeks. There is, again, an entry point for everyone. And then if you want to go deeper, there is VIP. We offer local currencies and we also offer payment plans. So I would love to invite you to join. It's going to be deeply transformative because it's a self-initiation and you will keep all the recording for life. You can use it for yourself. You can use these frequencies for your family, for your people, because this is absolutely what's needed in humanity. Okay. And you will be mind blown by the depth that we go into, because it is also through quantum journeys. It is not just me talking and teaching things, right? It's actually a profound connection with the truth of your divinity. And there's only you can feel it and touch it. There is no psychic out there, no channeler out there that truly knows your power. Okay, if it ever happens, like see that woo, like let's step away from that person. No, you know yourself. You know who you are. You know what you're capable of. You know what you want to accomplish to a certain extent because you are also this, right? So, but you know what I mean? You are the one that needs to learn and understand why you're here and who you can be. Thank you very much for watching. I will come alive, watch more because after over a month of sickness and extreme pain in my body and like being like not really disactivated, I'm back, baby. And I was like, whoa, I'm pouring through. So I will see you again very soon and hopefully also inside the Sleeping Dragon. Much love. Bye. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.